Ho, ho, ho. Green's comment.
It's time for the Green Report. The Sportsnet 650 exclusive comments from Canucks head coach Travis Green. Now, here's Brendan Batchelor.
Welcome back to Rogers Arena, ahead of the Canucks and the Avalanche for the first time this season tonight. I'm joined now by Travis Green. And Travis, let's start off with Brock Besser. In his weekend, obviously impressive, a young player going to the super skills and winning the accuracy shooting, the MVP of the All-Star game as well. I guess it's a question you've answered a lot this year, but does it surprise you anymore when you see him accomplish things like that?
I don't know if surprise is the good is the right word to use. Extremely happy and that he's doing what he's doing is probably a better word. A little bit, at the beginning of the year, I think we were all a little bit surprised, but now it's just a matter of us pushing him to make sure that he continues down this path and becomes that player that we all want him to be.
Obviously, he'll gain confidence from that experience, but what else do you think he can take away from being around some of the best players in the game?
Well, I think just rubbing shoulders with people that are, the elite of the elite, you're going to benefit from. Guys that have won Stanley Cup, seeing how they act, seeing how they interact with each other and even with fans. It's probably, there's a lot of good things he'll take out of that weekend.
Facing a Colorado club tonight that has had a turnaround in terms of their record from last season. They're a young team. They play with speed, probably something that you want to see in your club as well. How much of playing with speed is about quick puck movement rather than having the fastest skaters in the league necessarily?
It's a combination. If you've got guys that can handle the puck and make plays under duress, defensemen that can skate and make a play and break the puck out of their zone clean, it starts right there. And obviously your puck movement is part of it, and making decisions through the neutral zone, followed up by your forechecking. If you can combine all of those with fast skaters, it definitely benefits your team.
They're a young group as well, and I know you've had a number of young players on your roster this season, some who have been in and out of the lineup. How difficult has it been for you to marry being patient with those guys and allowing them to learn and develop, with also wanting to win every game and being a competitive head coach?
Well, I think it goes hand in hand. We want our players to play to win and develop into winning hockey players. We've got a lot of players that we need to push, and they need to push themselves to become everyday NHL players, players that not just play 2, 3, 4 years on a team that's rebuilding, but a team that is going to win and win championships. And that's what it's all about. A lot of the onus goes on us as far as developing, but a lot of the onus goes on the player too, to make sure that he develops and gives everything he can to become that player.
How big of a part of that is consistency for young guys?
It is. Consistency, learning, not just on the ice, but off the ice, to make sure that your body's in the best condition that it is to play the best you can be. You don't want players to come in and take your job just because you're not ready physically, and those are things that we try to teach our young guys.
Thanks for this. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Sportsnet 650.